Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Galore. That's what you got here on the Good Day program. Hello. 7 after the hour. Tuesday is upon us. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, the news wrestler. Molly Page, the new, did I say it's info wrestler? And Molly's the news sage. Jennifer Horn is here to occupy time and space and our minds with lots of great things, good things, big things. There's a new poll out today focused on the fight against ISIS. Apparently, the idea of going to war with them or even engaging them, not very popular, Molly.
Yeah, actually, it's about as popular as the Iraq War.
Swell. About 3% of the public thought that was a good idea.
Well, that's what a new CNN ORC poll just released found out. Around 61% of Americans say the whole thing is going badly, and that is a percentage similar to the number of Americans who had soured on the Iraq War before the surge in 2007. The nation split on which president is to blame for the mess in Iraq. 44% blame President Obama. 43% blame George Bush.
That's a national pastime. I'm taking classes on thinking. And one of the things that we thought about last night in the class was why we as Americans are so eager to cast blame. What is there about our state of confusion that makes us feel like it's better if we know who's to blame? I don't know how it fixes the problem, but blame is if you're having trouble with your spouse, who's to blame? Why would you care? Why wouldn't you just want to fix the problem? You're having trouble with your boss. My boss is a no good. How's that fix the problem? Right, well, look at any problem that you have in life and see if casting blame on the other person or the other people involved, it was the Nazis' fault we went to war in World War II. Yeah, that probably is true, but let's get together and take care of the problem. Focusing on the blame never fixes the problem.
But don't you need to figure out where the problem started and who the problem started with?
That may be, but that's not one and the same. Fixing the blame and actually knowing where the problem started is not necessarily one and the same thing, Richie.
Okay, I know that you
may think that it's somebody else's fault. It's my wife's fault that we don't get along. No, that's not probably true. but maybe to a certain extent, but it takes two to tango. And we also were talking last night about two, thinking in terms of two, things that happen better when there are two involved rather than one. I'm not sure that I understood all of that, but it gets down, there's a confusion. We were problem solving. Problems start usually with confusion. People don't really know. We know there's a problem, but we're confused as to what it is. And then you work through the problems to the point where you either fix them or you don't. But at the end, you find that there is a certain amount of wonder I've resolved that either I can fix it or I can't fix it, but I'm happy that I know the reality of what my thinking is. My process is I either can fix the problem or I can't, but at some point you got to stop working it over if you can't fix it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it's like the Serenity Prayer.
And that is?
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Brilliant. Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
It works on just about everything.
It does. What are your challenges today? Are they health-related, money-related, love-related? Everything revolves around those three things, it would seem. So in case of this circumstance, what did you say? 44% of those polls said it was Barack Obama's fault that the ISIS thing is going badly, and 43% said George Bush is to blame.
Yes.
There's equal blame for all, again, if that fixes the problem. I don't know that it fixed the problem. George Bush started the Iraq War, and that led to the vacuum that's created ISIS. Now we have ISIS, but we don't seem to be solving the problem. We don't seem to be fighting. We don't seem to be confronting. We don't seem to be doing things about it.
No one's blaming ISIS.
Well,
in the poll. Mm-hmm. It's an American president.
It wasn't
poll,
even
right?
asked.
No, it wasn't asked. No, it was not asked. That's an interesting.
I don't even think to ask that.
Sage remark. Well, but it really didn't. ISIS didn't start by itself. It started out of a vacuum that was created with the end of the Iraq War and the people that were put into power, and also not realizing that the Iraqi nation really isn't a nation. It's three groups, tribal groups, that were brought together by force by powers before the Saddam Hussein regime. You go back I've forgotten what the year, how this transpired, but it started actually in the 19th century when the French and the Germans and the British and the Dutch went into this area in the Middle East and tried to carve it all up like they did in Africa and Asia. And so what you created was something that had boundaries that didn't exist, and they don't still, really. You think the Kurds care about the boundaries? They have to, you know, they have to function in them, but they have their territory, and the Sikhs have their territory, and the Shias have their territory, and they've been thrown together to try to exist together, and they don't want to exist together. They don't like each other. That's kind of like what we were talking about before. When you've got a problem that's created by people or entities, if you don't like your boss, the way to fix the problem is go get another job. Or get a picture of him with a chicken, one or the other, but, you know.
I get what the chicken's saying.
There's not much else.
Where
else are you going to, how are you going to solve the problem?
And he doesn't mean KFC, right?
No. No, not the KFC.
Take away their money from the oil and it all goes away.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Rich or Ken or Molly at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Beat the Odds, name of the book that we can all read, suggesting how the power of beets can transform your health, your circulation, your heart health, your energy, your musculature, your brain health. The benefits all come from using super beets, which is a harbinger of nitric oxide, the most important molecule produced by your blood vessels for cardiovascular health. Critical to maintaining proper blood flow and keeping circulation strong. The discovery of nitric oxide's impact on cardiovascular function won a Nobel Prize. It will affect your aging. It will affect your body. It will affect your mind. Got high blood pressure? Take Super Beats. You got heart disease? Get on to Super Beats. You have dysfunction in your body? Super Beats. Reduced energy? Wow. Richie will attest to that. Nitric oxide and Super Beats. Woo! Energy level goes bananas. Up, 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 and away. I'm confident that by offering this to you, Super Beats is going to prove to be a great discovery, a great enhancement, a wonderful thing for your life. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Easiest way to get natural dietary nitrates that will take care of all the problems, all the elements of your health that I was just talking about. 800-655-4183. You go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. Beat the Odds is the book I was talking about. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen when you dial 800-655-4183. You won't have to mention Doug Steffen when you go to DougLikesBeats.com because they'll know where you get the information. So start there or start with a phone call to 800-655-4183. But no matter what, get started.
With newly minted high school and college grads pouring out of schools these days, the big question is what gift to buy them. There are watches and jewelry and gift cards, but is there something out there that will get you more for less? The answer is yes. Net10 Wireless is now offering new customers who bring their own phone, BYOP, 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed, and unlimited talk and text for only $50 a month. Grads will get to keep their phone's network and number. It's easy to switch your phone with BYOP. Just purchase a Net10 BYOP activation kit to use with your compatible phone and follow a few simple instructions to activate it on your current network. What could be better for these job-seeking grads than a high-speed, affordable wireless service like Net10? With no contracts and no credit checks, there are no surprises. Need a gift for that new grad? Log on to net10wireless.com or net10byop.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If you've ever used a laptop computer, you may have noticed that the power adapter can become very hot when the computer's charging. In fact, a hot adapter that's in contact with skin for too long can even cause burns. So it's not surprising to hear that a California woman who recently fell asleep with her arm resting on a power adapter woke up with a 1-inch boil on her arm. The boil has healed, but now she's suing the company in federal court. The operator's manual for the computer clearly warned against allowing the adapter to have prolonged contact with skin, but her lawyer argues there should have been even more warnings. Let's be fair. When companies make defective products, they should be held liable when someone is injured. But in this case, the power adapter complied with international standards for acceptable temperature limits. Because of lawsuits like this, most products today are plastered with warnings, so many that experts believe we often ignore them. In other words, having too many warning labels can actually make us less safe. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
For years, vending machines meant one thing, junk food. Not anymore. With today's government-mandated push for healthier foods, there is now unprecedented demand for healthy vending machines, creating millions of dollars in opportunity. We're Fresh Healthy Vending. Hospitals, schools, public facilities, and more have inundated us with requests for our vending machines, which is why we need you. We have procured thousands of high-revenue locations and are seeking people like you to jump on board. Ranked this year by Entrepreneur Magazine as the number one vending franchise. And a recent recipient of Inc. Magazine's Fastest Growing Business Award, Fresh Healthy Vending currently has part and full-time business opportunities available in your area. Our industry-leading location procurement team will provide you with high-traffic locations contractually guaranteed to give you the best chance of success. Act fast to grab a share of a $47 billion industry. To receive 25% off franchise fees this month, visit readyforfresh.com now. Just use promo code 9595. That's readyforfresh.com, code 9595.
19F. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Yesterday, the U.S. Navy took the unusual step of releasing video of a Russian aircraft flying past the right side of a guided missile destroyer in the Black Sea. The video is distributed to make clear that the airplanes and ship had a routine encounter, contrary to what Bad Vlad and the Ruskies said. Shows the warplane approaching from a distance and quickly zooming past the American ship, the SS Ross, 25 miles off the coast of Crimea, international waters. There were six Russian planes that flew by. They were not armed, according to the Defense Department. Russian media claimed the planes forced the warship to head away from the Russian waters. The U.S. Navy said, or perhaps yet, the Ross never changed course, proceeded on its mission. So now we see the video of this. One of the planes, Russian planes, is shown flying about 1,600 feet, 500 meters off the side of the ship at 600 feet. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're going to be scared by the Ruskies. What do you think? Is he serious or not?
No, I say shoot him down.
Right. Ask a question.
Just hit that button and go, oops, sorry.
Sorry, we hit something we weren't aiming at. Please. 21 after the hour on Good Day. Oh.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Well, let's see what we have in our contest today. Those of you who want to take a trip, listen carefully to this song by a group that only had one major pop hit single. Tell us the name of the artist by dialing 888-302-3684, and we'll qualify you for our next resort drawing.
This is one of those shockers.
How so? Didn't hear a word Jennifer said.
Yeah, what's that again?
Oh, I said I'm just surprised that there's only one hit here.
They're a massive band.
Yeah.
Huge.
The song is called Love Song. British rock band that was top of the pop singles during this week in 1989. You know who it is. Again, the number is 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this group.
Jennifer, Ken, would you say one of the definitive groups of the late 80s, early 90s?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, my friend in grade school was obsessed with this.
Really?
Band. Oh, my God.
This was probably
dark
one of the
for me.
Top 10 bands of that decade.
Huh. Yeah.
From 85 to 95.
Well, I wasn't paying much attention to music, I guess, at the time.
You were painting your nails black.
That may have been, yeah, right. This is, by the way, a way to qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. The accommodations and the plush suites that are there have big round hot tubs. You'll be welcomed by champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries, that sort of thing. Complimentary
welcome
breakfast.
By Doug, by the way.
What's that?
Doug will be standing there with the champagne and
yes,
the chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yep. Do all that stuff. So you want to qualify for the drawing that will be held July the 3rd. Dial this up now at 888-302-3684. This band, lead singer Robert Smith, been the only constant member of the band, got together in Sussex back in 1976, got their first recording contract 1977 after winning a talent contest put on by a German record label. In the early 1980s, the band tried to shake its reputation of being dark and tormented by adding a more pop sound. sound to their music. Sold over 27 million records, this band has. Had several top 10 hits in the UK, popular videos and MTV. This song was their only chart topper in the US. In 1992, their song Friday I'm in Love cracked the top 20, but that's the part they got.
I remember that song.
Last year, they covered the Beatles' hit Hello, Goodbye for a Paul McCartney tribute album. I remember, I have that album, I remember that. I didn't like it much, I didn't like their version of it. While they continue to tour and release new music, Love Song is still their only top pop hit. So who is this? 888-302-3684. All right, let's see here what we come up with. Richie, you going to play some more of the song? Play it back again?
I can.
While we have Matt in the background. Matt, what do you think the name of this group is? Where's Matt?
There you go.
Ah, there's Matt. Matt, who's this group?
Depeche Mode, you got me?
Yeah, I got you. That's the right answer.
Awesome guess. That's
good,
a great guess.
Yeah. Brian is in Alaska. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's the name of the group?
I think it's The Cure.
It is The Cure.
Wow.
In fact, yes.
Okay, I took a stab at it.
Wow. What other thoughts did you have? Who else could it have been?
You know what? I really don't know. That Depeche Mode wasn't a bad thing, but my wife always liked this, but it's not my genre.
Yeah. Because you were too young or too old, or you just didn't like the music itself?
No, I'm more of like a classic rock guy, and this is not classic rock.
Like the Moody Blues.
No, more like Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, stuff like that.
I got it. Okay.
All right. On my page.
You will, and your wife will qualify for the drawing held the week of July 4th. Actually, July 3rd.
I assume it's his wife.
The drawing. Well, it could be. I hope it's his wife, but he's a wife under the circumstances. All right, stand by. Brian will take good care of you. Thank you.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with four-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon. With gas prices at a five-year low, Americans are falling in love with their cars again. But just because gas prices are low, you don't want to pay for something you're not getting. Here's Jeff Gordon.
Did you know you need extra room in your gas tank to allow gasoline to expand? Or that when you top off your tank, the extra gas can evaporate and cause damage to your vehicle's vapor collection system? With some pumps, you could end up paying for gas that doesn't even make it into your tank, as gasoline can get fed back into the station's tanks because your gas tank is full. Want to know the simplest tip of them all when it comes to your car and making your budget go further? Simply use the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-881-8921. 800-881-8921. That's 800-881-8921.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello.
Richie would like to say hola, too.
How you doing?
I thought for the day today, posted at DougStephan.com, Helen Keller said, be happy with what you have while working for what you want. So much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. Excellent. 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 It fits in my life, and it will fit in yours. That's the idea. How does that apply to your life? Let's see what we can apply conversationally to what's going on. We have three alphabet soup stories today. Don't know whether we start with the TSA, the NSA, or the FBI. Molly, where do we go?
I don't think we can get through to any of the other stories until we get through the line at the TSA.
Really? Okay, so let's get through the line, or not.
And that's pretty easy.
Take your belt off. Okay. Yeah, right, so I can show you my explosives.
Are we going to be disciplined?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Ew. Leaving.
Okay. Well, that's scary.
Sorry, took a strange turn there. The acting head of the Transportation Security Administration has been reassigned after an inspector general's report revealed that undercover agents were able to sneak fake explosives and banned weapons through checkpoints. So this is basically a system-wide failure. Homeland
like
Security
secret shopper, except on a more dangerous level.
Yes, or undercover boss, or any of those. They were called the Red Team, and they got through these checkpoints, these check lines that we go through, and we get our little hand lotions taken away, or a cup of Starbucks. But Homeland Security officials did confirm that TSA screeners failed 67 out of 70 tests, or 96% of the time. No, they got a few right.
That is amazing.
No, it's not. These people are nincompoops.
You really have to work hard.
hard to fail 67 out of 70 times.
Yeah. An undercover agent got through with a fake bomb strapped to his back.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Just...
All right, so did we figure out what these people are getting paid? I know we were doing, as we were nosing around this earlier, it
we
seemed to me we came
it.
Up with like $11 an hour to $20 an hour, depending on their ranking. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. Actually, it depends on the job security screener's time on the job. Mm-hmm. But if it's less than 1 year, it's about $14 an hour. 1 to 4 years, $14. 5 to 9 years, they get bumped up to $18 an hour.
Really?
Approximately.
Good. That's an investment for you. How many do we have? They spend $6 billion a year of taxpayer money to keep you. How does it make you feel, folks? Good investment. Those of you who have earned a living and you paid on average, what is the average tax income? About $4,000, $5,000. So how do you feel, those of you who are responsible for that $6 billion at $4,000, $5,000 a hit, that your money has gone into an agency that is this badly run? It's bad enough we know the government because it's too big and out of control, but this kind of incompetence?
The question becomes, is it a bad thing or a good thing that everybody in the world now knows this? Is it good so that we make changes to actually make our country safer? Or an airport
right, like
safer?
We're got out.
Or is it bad because all the terrorists are now going, hey, look at this.
Right, you don't think the terrorists knew this before?
I think this is simple.
This is simple stuff, Richie. Simple stuff.
Apparently it is.
Anybody who's gone through there can see how this operates.
Yeah, unless you're a normal person. I mean, I forgot I had nail clippers with me once, and they were my favorite ones, and they took them away like I was going to go clip the pilot's nails or something.
Yeah, a guy with a fake bomb strapped to his back gets in.
Right.
And it wasn't a little bomb either.
No.
It was a fairly big bomb.
What you have to do is you have to tape the nail clippers to your back.
Well, I don't
tape
understand.
Tape it to a bomb, Jennifer, and then you'll get through.
But I have been through the Xerox machine style security checkpoint, you know, where you stand up and you're like, right. And they like Xerox your entire body.
Yeah.
How do they not see a bomb? I mean, do you like pretend it's a hunch and then you like a little humpback and you walk out? I mean, I don't understand.
One of the machines caught it. And the TSA agent still didn't get it.
Yeah.
It beeped.
Gosh.
Wow.
And they still didn't get it.
Too busy.
Then they just do the wand thing, and they go like, okay.
Yeah. Although, boy, they can get awful personal with that wand.
Not their wand, their hand. Doug and I were traveling together in San Francisco, and I swear the lady should have offered me a cigarette after my checkpoint because she had her hands places you don't get to go until the third date.
Have you heard from her since?
No, she didn't even call.
Wow, not even Facebook friend. That's not cool.
All right, next, the NSA and what Congress is poised to do or not to do. That is the question, Molly.
Indeed. Passing of the USA Freedom Act, it will restore portions of the Patriot Act that expired at midnight on Sunday, while ensuring the National Security Agency ends its bulk collection of phone data of millions of Americans. So if this goes through, then portions will be restored, but only for a limited time.
Huh.
Not all of it.
No. All right. I think that's been worked over enough, so we don't need too much more information other than
the only thing I'd
thank
like
you,
to
Edward
add to
Snowden.
That
yeah?
Is if we're going to collect data, why don't we have private industry collect it? Like, if we're going to collect people's phone records or their internet patterns or whatever it's going to be tweaked to under this Freedom Act, why are we letting the government do it? Why not let somebody else take care of it so that it's not the government spying on its people? Because the government can't be trusted with that information.
Isn't that what's supposed to happen? I think that's what's supposed to happen.
It's basically defaulting back to the telephone companies.
Yeah, and that's what, that makes sense to me, because then they have to actually subpoena to get that information.
And that's what's happening now.
Yeah. All right, and then the FBI, Mal.
They're operating what's being called a small air force of surveillance planes.
This story freaks me out.
This is what's going on, boys and girls. This is it.
Let's hear it, Molly.
Your tax dollars at work.
Are low-flying planes, and they're kind of scouring the country. They fly over 30 cities in 11 states. And they are supposedly looking for bad guys or girls. They do not, gather large amounts of information. But apparently it is legal.
Well, the thing that freaks me out about this is these drones are supposedly up there. Doug, can you turn it on?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
These drones are supposedly up there.
Watch just an old episode of the Golden Girls.
Whenever Richie speaks, I tend to turn in the other direction.
Turn on Blair. Yeah.
This was, I should say, this is coming to light now because of an Associated Press story. They're the ones who have been following this, and they're the ones who are kind of breaking this open.
But they're supposed to be up there just taking pictures and just kind of surveillance type stuff. But they can also pretend to be a cell phone tower and collect all of your phone information.
They can track you on your phone, whether it is on or off.
Mm. So let me ask you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mel.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say that also the aircraft have been traced back to 13 fake companies. So if you're wondering what that is up in the air and you do have the technology to find out where they are, the companies that will trace it back aren't real.
So what we just found out is that all of this stuff from the NSA that reverts back to Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint instead of the NSA holding our information doesn't really matter because the FBI has drones up there listening to your phone calls anyway if they want to.
Yep. How much money is... Again, I go back to the taxpayer, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year of your hard-earned money goes to keep the federal government going. How many of you like, if there are billions of dollars being spent on this program, which there are, how do you like your money being spent that way? I had a call from somebody earlier who said, "Swell, go get them. They're after the bad guys." I'm not sure.
You know, so often that's true, but at the same time, you open up a gate that lets them into your personal life. That's just pretty scary. Speaking of wasteful money, just to throw in here as a little color, Dougie.
Yeah.
I uncovered a story in California.
Really?
Where the California Senate has had some problems when they are going out and, let's say, networking with people, or by networking, I mean getting hammered at the local bars with whoever they're wining and dining.
Right.
And so they've been getting into trouble because they get behind the wheel of a car, and that's not a good thing.
No.
Secret Service here in D.C.
Exactly. Our taxpayer dollars have gone to now in California have a private cab service essentially for senators because they are out getting wasted and they can't drive themselves home.
Great.
And we're paying like $5,000 a pop to have these guys on call so that the senators can call and get a ride home.
You said you uncovered.
Have you heard
this.
Of Uber?
I want to know how you uncovered.
Well, I did. I mean, I read about it.
Out being hammered.
Well, I read about it in the Sacramento Post.
Yeah, right.
But no one's talking about it, so I uncovered it, Rich.
I think Jennifer's in the bars getting hammered, too, with the senators.
Thank you very much, General Horn.
Instead of taxpayer cab funding.
All right, so we've covered the NSA, the TSA, and the FBI, right, Molly? All right, job.
I think we've covered the alphabet.
All right, up next, Jennifer is going to talk about the new 24. I'm not sure this is 24. It seems to be a spin-off of 24, and Jack Bauer's not in it, but it doesn't seem like it's really 24. It has the look and feel of the 24 show, so as Jennifer suggested, perhaps it's 24 Lite. I can't believe they're writing off there. Maybe this, because Fox is having a tough time, maybe they're going to try 24 from two different approaches. It could be.
Maybe they should just do 212.
Well, they did that. 12 episodes of the last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. 212.
One of each. One with Jack, one without.
All right. So we've pretty much given you that story. Stick around for more TV news right after this.
Right after this.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratchet and chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Time now for a check of the television news. We were talking a few minutes ago about a new 24 that has been proposed, in a manner of speaking, by Fox to revolve around some new male terrorist hunter. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, would you watch a new 24 without Jack Bauer's character? A, no, it isn't 24 without Jack. B, maybe if Chloe is on. C, I might give it a chance, but I don't have a good feeling about it. D, yes, it'll still be better than most of what's on.
Or F, it's just like CSI, NCIS, or any of the other.
Right, they're going to do another
14 different.
Find games. Jack around to do one.
Why not?
And
but
Chloe
Jack
do another
is
one.
24.
Yeah,
I
Jack
mean, that's,
is 24. I agree.
You know, and this idea, and the story's up at DougStephan.com, is kind of what we've been talking about is probably what's going to happen, and that's that this new 24 spinoff is going to revolve around Kate, or a Kate-like character, a female agent. So like a you know, like they were did last year with her. She worked well with Van.
Yeah.
And then they're going to match her with a younger guy, and then they're going to weave Jack into the story. So whether he's in China and they're going to have to go rescue him or what it is, whatever it is, they'll only put Jack in a few episodes.
You'd
it's going
it.
To be... I'm sorry?
You would watch it.
Oh, absolutely. But that's because
yeah,
I'd want
watch
the
it,
chance
I'd
to
rather,
see Jack.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to watch it.
And Chloe.
Chloe.
You would
I
also
mean, without Jack and Chloe, what is the, how is it 24?
Right. I agree with you.
It's just another
like
show.
I like
and I'd be mad.
And it would be a good show.
By the way, and I think we were talking about this, I don't know if I said it on the air, but we were talking about it the other night. Blacklist is kind of a 24-ish kind of show. There are other shows around that are kind of 24-ish.
If they did 24 without Jack completely, I would be so mad about it, I don't think I'd be able to watch.
Right. All right.
But anyway, that's the story. So it's going to be another limited series. And the chance to get Jack back, even in limited form, I'm okay with. Good.
So we've been talking about Heroes Reborn because Grunberg is going to be in it. What's the latest here on that?
Another big character is coming back. The guy that played Mohinder, he is going to be returning. Dr.
Awesome.
Mohinder Suresh is going to be there. He signed on for a guest arc on the new series. And his real name is Senthil Ramamurthy.
Good for him.
But this is good, turning into a good cast. They've got Zachary Levi back, Greg Grunberg, and Jack Coleman, who's going to be the main star of this series. ABC is launching a new talent competition. It's a... it's actually their annual talent competition. It starts now. Performers 18 and older can apply between June 1st and the 14th, and it's called ABC Discover's Digital Talent Competition. You submit a video on abcdiscovers.com performing either a comedic or a drama scene. You post it on the site, and then it's judged on the quality of your performance, star power, and technical skills, and you compete for a $25,000 talent deal with ABC and a spot in the New York and Los Angeles ABC Discovers. There's some great judges attached to this. Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin was discovered. So this is kind of a fun competition if you want a big break. HBO
has a new show about the VA in the works. It's called Unarmed, and it's a limited drama series from Eric Roth and Dennis Johnson. It's set in an armed forces medical center. Warner Brothers is behind the project and looking for a director now as they get things off the ground.
So is this like, what does this remind us of? Anybody?
The VA?
Well, not necessarily the VA.
MASH.
MASH. This sounds like a MASHy sort of thing.
That was just a little outside of my zone, but okay. I'll go with it.
All right.
I'll go with it.
And
good news, if you like Frankie, or Grace and Frankie, the new show on Netflix, it's been renewed for season two, so there you go.
I had a hard time. I saw it for the first time on Netflix on Sunday night. Had a hard time with Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston being in bed together.
My mom suggested to watch more than two episodes, and that just is fantastic.
Okay.
Give it a chance.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Oh, I want to get away, fly away, yeah.
Want to get away?
We normally have a travel segment at this time on Fridays, but because there are big doings in travel, air travel especially, we have invited Swami Tommy, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com to bring us up to date. Some true travel bargains in the offing. Stay tuned for those in a moment here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/13 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestables.com for details.
Hi, Tom Parsons is here on Good Day from bestfares.com because there are special things. Usually Tuesday is the day when these announcements are made. So you have a number of airlines that are involved in this, and is it here, there, and everywhere, or is it specific markets?
Well, right now we have one with Southwest. That's probably the more important one that's out there, and that's because now it doesn't kick in until August 25th, and it's good to December 16th. And I remember there was a guy on your show last Friday who made a Tommy Swami prediction that this would happen, and yes, we gave your listeners a whole, what, 4 or 5 days?
Yes.
Heads notice on this, and so the crystal ball was correct, and it's good. It's good 5 days a week, every day but Sunday, Fridays and Sundays. There are some holiday blackouts, Thanksgiving, and then Labor Day. Other than that, it's pretty wide open, and we've got most of the United States now. If Southwest Airlines flies your city nonstop, there's about a 99% chance your city's on sale. If it's not nonstop, then it's probably not on sale. But
what does that mean? No, explain what that means. Nonstop. If I want to go to Dallas, then I've got to go through Baltimore, so the fare isn't the same as if I were flying from, let's say, New York to Dallas. Is that
right? Well, actually, Boston Southwest now has Boston nonstop, New York nonstop because of the Wright Amendment, and they're all 198 round trip.
Mm-hmm. American,
that's
loves that
cheap.
A bit. Yeah.
That's a very, you know, that's a cheap airfare.
Yeah, that's a comparison to what you can get the same ride on American for about twice as much.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, again, you really have to look at it. It's a real hot sale, and here's where the ones, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, Southwest has creeped up their short-haul flights. They used to be $78, $98. The average airfare on a short-haul flight up to 500 miles now is about $170 to $200 round trip. Today, those airfares for that time period are going to be cut almost in half, okay? And therefore, I mean, I live in Dallas. We got Memphis and New Orleans for $98. Atlanta's got New Orleans and a few other cities for $98. Baltimore has 18 cities you can go for $98. Chicago, I think it's 15 different cities for $98. So it's a pretty wild and crazy airfare. Now, there's another deal that just popped up this morning, which I think is good for the summer. If you got a family, you've been wanting to go to the Caribbean, this deal is in at least 20 U.S. cities. We're finding it in Boston, in Washington, D.C., in Baltimore, Dallas, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, a few others. Just look and see. But Aruba is $328, and it's about 20 miles north of South America. And it's just a nice little Caribbean island. And I know we're in the, hurricane season, but I don't think Aruba's had a hurricane in 60 years.
That's so south of what the lines usually are.
Excuse me?
It's usually, yeah, it's south. You get that close to Colombia and the coastal countries of South America, and they're really, that's below where the line is for hurricane passage.
Right. It goes right north of that all the time. I cannot remember the last time Aruba had it. Doesn't mean they wouldn't have one this year, but it's one of those places in the Caribbean where you just, you know, there's a 99% chance you're not going to have any hurricane problems.
It's a beautiful island.
Yeah. All right. So that's the story. Check it all out in detail at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons, who is the editor and publisher of the information at bestfares.com, with a scoop on the low fares. Save half. That's a pretty good deal, especially in the summertime. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.